concern that these things often cause the facts to be lost in the shuffle. I'm not at all challenging the fact that they're refining the data, but it does not change the fact that diabetes remains a major problem in this part of the world. Now, in Australia and New Zealand, the prevalence of diabetes is, what, 3, 4, 5%? Even if we took the new estimate, it's still, 15 to 20%, 5 or 6 times higher. So maybe it's not the doubling as they pointed out, but it's diabetes remains a major problem in this region. And these figures often cause people to say, well, you know, it's not a big problem as we used to think. It's still a major, major problem in the Pacific.
Certainly, Professor Richard Taylor, who we spoke to on the program, did say that the adjusted figures didn't mean diabetes isn't a real problem. But he said that it could suggest that diabetes rates are stabilising, which is surely good news.
Too early to say, I would imagine. I mean, I think the discussion here is about methodological changes. And before people get excited about the fact that diabetes rates in Fiji and possibly Tonga may have plateaued, it's too early. I think we need a few more data points over the next few years. Obviously, it's a trend we want to believe is happening. But, you know, the problem with these things is once you do that, people take their foot off the pedal. And we are nowhere near that point, in my view.
You're suggesting then that the figures could be used to justify reduced spending on non-communicable disease prevention, perhaps?
Well, you know, there's so much pressure on small health budgets in this region that people, you know, if information like this suggests that diabetes is not an issue, they'll allocate the money somewhere else simply because the needs are so great. And I just think that diabetes, NCDs, heart disease, remain our biggest challenge, both in terms of causes of death, hospitalisation, and all of this, the indicators that we know about.
Still, though, it doesn't the fact that perhaps if the incidence has been inflated somewhat, that the real figure is lower, and that means perhaps some of the health interventions that organisations like yours have helped to establish are actually working?
Oh, absolutely, would love to believe that, but as I say, I think it's, given that these are methodological arguments, I think it's way too early, too premature to even suggest that diabetes has plateaued. Remember, the issue of obesity closely linked. Shows no sign of abating or declining, and on that basis, you'd be sceptical about whether, in fact, it's plateauing. Diabetes follows obesity, and as far as we know, obesity rates in this region is continuing to climb. So I would personally be asking hard questions about whether the so-called decline is real or not.
So it must be frustrating for you. You have this conversation all the time, every day, I'd say. But what is to be done, though, to address these rates of obesity?
Well, I think the region has spent quite a bit of time developing things. The major policy instrument we're encouraging all countries to follow is what's called the Pacific NCD roadmap that's been passed by the Ministers of Health and Ministers of Finance. And in the roadmap, talks about things like taxes on fatty foods, taxes on soft drinks, and so on. So I would certainly encourage all Pacific Island nations to continue to implement and report on what is outlined in the NCD roadmap, because unfortunately, all of the nations have signed up to it, but the actions have been mixed. Some nations are doing extremely well, and some not so good.
It's one thing, though, to say a tax on junk food, but what about the availability of fresh food to replace the junk food?
Oh, I mean, absolutely, that's right, and that's part of the agricultural strategy by SBC and other agencies to encourage and support communities to grow, produce and consume more local and to reduce reliance on processed imported foods. I mean, this is why I'm concerned about these types of messages getting out, because people then get a distorted view of the reality. We've got a major problem with too much dependence on imported food when there's sufficient land and opportunity to grow and consume more local food.